With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Some credit card companies are taking a long-term view of the economy. They don't like what they see. We'll explain in a moment how that affects consumers. First, these money and market stories you should know. As their incomes ticked up, Americans increased personal spending in September to the tune of 4% over August. That's a positive sign for the economy's main engine heading into the fourth quarter. The latest spending data shows increased outlays in September were driven by ramped-up spending on durable goods, specifically motor vehicles. Consumers also spent more for healthcare services as well. Many economists feel that robust consumer spending could fade in the coming months, as consumers' recent strength may reflect a temporary boost in incomes from the tax cut passed in December. And while the U.S. economy has improved markedly since the 2016 presidential election, a new survey by Bankrate shows that just under 40% of those polled say their finances have improved in that period. 45% say their finances are about the same, and 17% say they've gotten worse. And like many sets of opinions, the ones in the Bankrate survey ran along political lines. 60% of people who identify as Republican feel the economy has gotten better since the election, while 29% of Democrats feel the same. And of the Democrats who do believe the economy's gotten better under President Trump, only 7% credited the president or Republicans for the improvement. It's the story of what comes up must come down. Faith in the booming U.S. economy has been sky high, but lately some credit card companies have become more cautious in their economic outlook, and that's affecting consumers. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis is here with details. So Anna Maria, Capital One Financial and Discover say they're not sure how long the current economic recovery will last. What are they doing about it?
Both of the companies have become more cautious in terms of how they're handling credit limits. And so credit card limits have for a very long time served as an indicator of lenders' outlook. Essentially, how much money can you spend, can you charge to your credit card? At Capital One, there have been a few changes that have occurred with how the bank is handling spending limits. The bank CEO recently said that the company had, quote, further dialed back during the past year on spending limits for newly issued cards, as well as on raising existing cardholder spending limits. So essentially what that means is, you know, the bank is holding back on how much of a spending line it's giving on the new cards it's giving out, and holding back on increasing its existing cardholders' spending limits.
And so that should not be confused with the consumer's ability to pay their balances, which these two companies don't have an issue with.
No, right. So both of the companies have said that they aren't seeing any real sort of signs of, you know, significant stress on the consumer. There are some things certainly on the fringes. For example, at Discover, its personal loan unit saw a pretty big increase in its loan losses. But as it pertains to credit cards right now, both of the companies have said, look, we're not seeing any signs of, you know, big problems on the horizon. However, this economic recovery, the strengthening economy, this has been the case now for many years. And we're just all wondering, like, when is the economy actually going to turn? And for a credit card lender, you know, unlike other loans, personal loans, auto loans, where once the dollar amount that loan is given out, that's it. It's, you know, the consumer has it. Credit card issuers have a way of controlling what they see as possible future risk. They're looking at their existing cardholder spending limits and saying, okay, do we increase it? Do we decrease it? One of the concerns that Discover talked about was the worry that, so, you know, you have consumers out there who have all these, you know, a large number of credit cards. And the concern is that maybe there's, you know, credit cards out there that somebody has really just put it in the sock drawer or somewhere and forgotten. And then at some point down the road, things get kind of desperate for that person. They maybe lose their job or they're just in need of extra financing and they can't get it. Oh, wait, there's that credit card that I forgot about that I can just go and reach into and start using again. So that is one reason why the company, why Discover has said that it has shut down inactive credit cards totaling nearly $30 billion in spending limits over the past 2 years. So a variety of steps here happening in the credit card industry to limit future risk.
And you make a good point in your story that Capital One and Discover market themselves to consumers more or less with less than stellar credit. And so these companies are on the front lines if, as you say in your story, the economy were to show cracks.
They are good gauges of how people can handle, how many Americans handle their credit for different reasons. So in Discover's case, Discover doesn't really market its credit cards to the affluent. You know, they're not like the American Expresses of the world doing that sort of thing. So you get a sense that their cardholders are actually pretty creditworthy, but you get a sense that like they're pretty normal people. With Capital One, they have a large share of cardholders who have low credit scores. So in both cases, these companies are good reads on Americans' ability to repay their debts, and they can certainly be sort of a first place where cracks are shown, likely to see charge-offs rise by a greater amount or to a higher level at these companies. And that's already actually happening at these companies than when you compare them to Bank of America and American Express, where things are sort of more narrowly focused in terms of the type of customers that they've really been going after in recent years.
So they're actually trying to prepare themselves for the inevitable, which is sort of a reduction in economic strength we have going on.
That is correct. And so it's interesting because in the card industry for the last 2 years, there's been this sort of guessing game of sorts happening between card executives and investors. This recovery has ran for so many years now. How much longer can it last? And really in the last quarter or two, there's been some good news coming out of credit card lenders, which is that their loan losses are not rising at the same large levels that they were, you know, a year ago or so. But yet investors kind of don't care. Like investors are like, well, at some point when the economy turns, this is going to be one of the first areas we see cracks in and where losses are prone to rise significantly. Card executives, meanwhile, are also kind of just paying, you know, they're paying really close attention to what's happening with their existing cardholders, looking for any signs of trouble. And again, it really comes down to how much longer will this economy last? And so, for instance, in speaking with Discover CEO, he said, listen, you know, by traditional measures, we're pretty late into an economic cycle.
Okay, well, we will see what happens. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andreotis joining us here in our studio. Anna Maria, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.